Christian Audio presents Prayers for Victory in Your Marriage by Tony Evans. Narrated by Calvin Robinson. Introduction. If you are a believer and you are married, you're in a battle whether you realize it or not. The battle is for your unity to be destroyed, your love to be diminished, and ultimately your marriage to fail. Marriage is a foundational covenant created by God through which He manifests His presence and power in a unique way. Strong marriages lead to strong families. Strong families raise up a strong next generation. Satan would like nothing more than to do what he did in the Garden of Eden, tearing apart the family unit by inciting blame and undermining trust and respect. We all know what this led to. The removal of Adam and Eve from the garden and later the murder of one of their children by a sibling. To say that spiritual warfare happens in the home is an understatement. The home, and particularly marriage, is a hotbed of Satan's tactics and techniques. Whoever owns the family owns the future. You can see why the devil would like to bring destruction to marriage. The Apostle Paul warned us about this ongoing spiritual conflict in several of his epistles. But perhaps most importantly, in his letter to the believers in Ephesus, where he also spells out our strategy for winning the battle. The strategy has to do with the armor we wear as we enter into warfare with the enemy of our souls. Put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 18. In my foundational book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare, I wrote extensively on how we're to engage the enemy with our armor in place. Now, in this second book of the Prayers for Victory series, I'm offering a collection of powerful prayers that address some of the major issues we face in our marriages. In addition, there are prayers for favor and requests for God to bless your home. For each topic, you'll find prayers based on each piece of our armor. Pray these prayers word for word, paraphrase them, or use them as a starting point for crafting your own prayers. The main thing is that you pray. My goal is that these prayers will act as a starting place for you each day, and that when the prayer I've written ends, you will go on praying in your own words about your situation. The quotes before the prayers in this book are adapted from some of my previous books and used by permission. Destiny, Harvest House Publishers, 2013. Free at Last, Moody Publishers, 2005. Kingdom Man, Focus on the Family, 2015. Kingdom Marriage, Focus on the Family, 2016. Life Essentials, Moody Publishers, 2007. Marriage Matters, Moody Publishers, 2014. A Moment for Your Soul, Harvest House Publishers, 2012. The Power of God's Names, Harvest House Publishers, 2014. Raising Kingdom Kids, Focus on the Family, 2016. Victory in Spiritual Warfare, Harvest House Publishers, 2011. Watch Your Mouth, Harvest House Publishers, 2016. Remember as you pray that you do not pray as a beggar, but as a warrior for the King of Kings. If you need help discovering what I mean by that, and how critical it is that you claim your legal rights when you pray, listen to my sermon titled Claiming Your Legal Rights at go.tonyevans.org/prayer. You have power over your enemy when you pray. You probably have more power than you realize. Your task is to walk in your God-given authority so you are able to live out a strong and influential marriage. And you do that through prayer. God created marriage with a purpose in mind. A mission. A kingdom marriage isn't solely about making you happy or making your spouse happy. A kingdom marriage successfully merges mission with emotion.